This is Mijette Riedel for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art with Sam Perry at the Artist Studio in Oakland, California on April 29th, 2014. This is card number one. So we're sitting here, it's a lovely place to be doing the interview. We're sitting here amidst all much of your sculpture from the past 10 years or so.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how that affects or what we have to talk about. Let's take care of some of the biographical information first. So you were born in Kailua in Hawaii?
Kailua, Hawaii.
1963.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas. Okay, December 26th. So would you describe your childhood and what it was like? Your dad, as we know, had a canoe shop, a canoe building shop. That was one of the things he did. So
yeah,
there was
I grew up in Kailua probably until I was about 13.
Okay.
My parents got divorced probably when I was about six.
Okay.
But I stayed in the same house. My father moved out to the North Shore for a while and then into Honolulu.
Okay.
And always seemed to have a girlfriend or whatever, you know. Or, yeah, I think, actually, I think after he divorced my mother, he married like an 18-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
he was a little wild.
Yeah.
Since settled down. But yes, he had a, I mean, so my basic visitation was Sunday at the canoe shop, and my grandfather, who lived in Kailua also in Lanikai, would pick me up and take me to the shop, and I'd usually sit there and have to occupy myself for a good 1 to 2 hours because he'd get there at 8 in the morning. My dad wouldn't show up until 10 or whatever, and so I was kind of on my own. You know, there was a big canal, so you could walk down the canal with a lot of junk and, you know, picking bottles out of the bank, and sometimes my cousins would be there.
So Sam, what was your dad's name?
Tay, T-A-Y.
T-A-Y. And your grandfather?
George.
George, okay. And were they both also Perry?
Yeah.
Okay. And your mom?
Janice.
Janice.
Rush was her maiden name.
Okay. And do you have siblings?
I have a half-sister from my mom's second marriage, which is Katie.
Katie, okay.
Who lives up in Reno now.
Okay.
And so that was kind of my visitations. And as then otherwise, I lived 3 blocks from the beach. And as soon as my mom would let me go to the beach by myself and go swimming, I spent after school there or whatever. And, you know, it was a great neighborhood. They were all probably kids that were all about 2 or 3 years older than me.
Okay.
So I got picked on a lot, but, you know, not bullied, just the easy guy to pick on. But also got taken surfing and whatnot because they had driver's license before I did.
Right.
So it was great. And then at about 13, my mom and stepfather moved up into Kaneohe, which is neighboring city.
What's the city, sorry?
K-A-N-E-O-H-E.
Okay.
And it's a little bit more of a working class. It doesn't have a beach and stuff.
Okay.
But we were right up against the mountains in a beautiful, like, gated community that they had figured out that if they could rent out the bottom unit of our house, they could afford to live there.
Gotcha.
Which was entirely against the rules of the community, but they got it. And so we had, like, an acre and a half, a horse, and, you know, and just you could walk up the thing to the base of the cliffs. And then also very, you know, it was a Tony neighborhood, so there was a lot of rich kids, and I don't know why I don't know why they moved. I don't know if they thought I was hanging out with the wrong kids in Kailua, but they put me in with the really wrong kids. And, I mean, with rich kids and lots of time and money to do what they wanted to.
Yeah.
So I had, you know, I've had some of my good friends have been to jail, you know, and just. But others, you know, were fine. There was great kids, and there were, everybody got along and everything. But it was when you were going into your teenage years, so you did more bad things or whatever.
Right. Was there a strong sense of that? Any sort of native Hawaiian craft? Were either your parents native or
no? One was native. Other than my father and grandfather, my dad was really focused in it because he was in the Hawaiian canoes, and even now as members of the Polynesian Voyaging Society and the foundations, he does a lot of foundation work for the sailing canoes, and it's one of the leading authorities on canoe making in Hawaii, I would say at this point.
How did he get into that? Do you know?